Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is a beautiful Thursday here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and wow, it's just divine crazy stuff going on right now. Man, I just came from the Mavericks Parade, definitely phenomenal. Over 200,000 people out there, that was crazy. Got a chance to hang out with some radio stations down there on this here as well. That was pretty fun, you know, I got a chance to do a lot of that stuff. And like I said, we'll also, if you're paying attention on Twitter, I'm actually going to talk about what happened at the parade as far as, you know, y'all know how I do on Mondays. Mondays is hot mess day, so I will blast out what I saw was hot mess, so y'all definitely be on the lookout for that. Okay, so we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go to the phone lines. That's my boy, K-Nail, on the phone lines. Who is the guest today on the show? He is one of the great artists under, ironically, Great Entertainment, and that basically, a main place they're mainly based in right now is ATL, but they definitely have a very global sound in that camp. So without further ado, I'm going to open the line for my boy, K-Nails.
What's up, K-Nails? Yeah, K-Nails is in the building.
What's good, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, living, enjoying life, making music, making history, all of the above.
Oh, definitely. Now, I'm glad to have you on the show and just be able to chance to support. No great independent entertainment.
Right. I thank you for having me on the show. I'm very appreciative.
Well, definitely, man. And, you know, everyone that came on this week, I came on a very, very crazy good week. There's a level of excitement still from this whole Mavericks game stuff. It's just like, wow.
Yeah, definitely. Big up to the Mavericks, you know?
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I was tripping, I was like, Dallas police is too nice today. They're never that nice.
So, yeah. Every dog has his day.
Yeah, so, yeah, most definitely. First of all, let's go ahead and get into your story, man. Kind of break down the story, like, who is Kate Nels? What was the the turning point that said music is what K-Nails is supposed to be doing?
Well, I've always been around music all my life. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but that's just what it was. All of my older, you know, siblings and relatives, they was always involved in music. I mean, I could go back to my uncles even, you know, coming up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They even did music. So it was almost like a birthright. And, you know, but I've been doing poetry and things. I started out doing poetry. I performed my first poem when I was like 5 years old. So, you know, and that just slowly progressed into music. And it's really the turning point didn't really happen when I know, okay, this is something that I'm really going to do and really going to pursue, when I was about 17 years old, and I'm 21 now. So, you know, when I turned 17 is when I made up my mind and I said, music is what I want to do. And, you know, that's when I really started to direct all my energy and really, you know, progress. But as far as who I am, I'm many things. You know what I mean? Definitely a poet, artist, in every aspect. And, you know, when you just think of K-Nails, you think of greatness. And I try to epitomize greatness in everything I do. And I know to say that you're great at something, that's a big thing. But I have to, you know what I mean? Because I want my actions to coincide. And I want to show people that I am great. You know, so I'm kind of speaking it into existence. So, you know, that's in a nutshell, that's who I am. And that's how I really, you know, got involved in music. You know, it was almost like a birthright. When I say music is something I've always been around, I've always been around music. So, you know, I got it.
Well, that kind of clears the focus. You know, a lot of times I was asking people pretty much, was there something else that at the point in time where they said music was something that was, it wasn't music they wanted to do necessarily. It was something else. You pretty much, you know, came out the box pretty much just had your mind on music. So,
and even if it wasn't just music, it was always going to be entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, I always wanted to do something entertaining or be an entertainer because I always been that. You know what I mean? Like, like I said, my first time on the stage or performing was when I was 5 and it was doing poetry. So you bit the bug early and I fell in love with entertaining and being able to entertain people. So it was always going to be in the realms of entertainment. Music just came, you know, music was the natural thing because that's what I was around. You know, so it just grew on me, and I decided to do my thing with music.
Okay, most definitely. So look, we're gonna flash forward a little bit, and let's talk about Great Entertainment. How did you actually get involved with Great Entertainment? What was that point in your career that led you to work with them?
Well, Great Entertainment is definitely it's a company that was spearheaded, you know, by my cousin and one of his good friends. So Great Entertainment, it did, even though I was always doing music, Great Entertainment kind of existed. And now we really, you know, it started out with a lot of party promo and things like that. And even though they dabbled in music a little bit, not so much. Now, you know, we just decided to come through and kind of make it a family affair, but it's still business. So now we at a point where, you know, I'm the one of the main artists, but we have several artists that we're dealing with. And I'm one of the main artists under Great Entertainment. And like everything else, that was a natural process as well. You know, my cousin, like I said, he did music in his time, and now he just, you know, focused on his energy on the business end. So it was only right, you know, that he reached out to me, because as long as he'd been doing music, he knew how long I've been doing music. So, you know, it's just a collaborative effort. You know, he got time and resources. I have the talent. I have, you know, the willpower, and we pursue like that, you know. So that's just how it came about. It goes without saying. It was like, yo, we got this entertainment company, we about to go full force in music, you down, of course, let's move. You know what I mean? So that's how that came about.
Right. And you said a key thing I love. You said something about business. A lot of people don't realize it's that, like, a lot of my good friends in the entertainment industry, especially record execs, say this all the time. They are so tired of people coming to the industry not realizing that the huge part of why people are successful in this industry is they get the fact that it's a music business.
Right.
Once you start to realize the show business and music business, then you'll start succeeding.
And now it should be business music, because the business precedes anything creative. I mean, now more than ever, like, we at a point in the industry, in the entertainment industry in general, where the business precedes the music. Like, okay, we don't need you to be hot. We just need you to make sense as far as business is concerned, and we can proceed. So now you have to be knowledgeable on the business, if not now more than ever. You know what I mean? Because the business is such a big part of it. So you have to be knowledgeable on the business. And if you're not, you're just going to be a victim of the business. That's it.
Right. I know, one thing that I would tell people, like, I know it's like every artist have me pushing. Every artist who have like 100,000 units they pushing like heavy, and they legitimate 100,000 units. They get signed to a big record label, and then all of a sudden they go, "Oh, I ain't got to do no more work now." No, the
right.
work just begun.
Yeah, right. That's really what I'm learning right now. You know, as I'm putting in work, because this is still, you know, it's a grassroots operation, and for all intents and purposes, it's still a baby. Yeah, you know I mean, even though we're making moves here and there, you know, we still grooming this baby into being what we want it to be. So, and one thing I'm learning is the work never stops. It increases as soon as you, yeah, you know I mean, when you get the deal, that's just the beginning. Yeah, you know I mean, it's never what you can get, it's what you can keep. And keeping it and maintaining it is the hardest part about the business.
All right, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna play one of your tracks, and which one of the tracks I wanted to definitely play today, because it's something definitely I'm a hot track for the ladies, man. Kind of give us a forefront of Girl Move.
Okay, Girl Move. I originally did Girl Move when I was like 18. That was one of the first records I did. And I recorded it to one of the beats. I downloaded it off SoundClick, recorded it to one of the beats, and, you know, we always thought it had potential. So, you know, what we did was, as I progressed about a year ago, I got with a producer, my homie Nick Rice, and he made a crazy track for me. And when I heard the track, I said I could remake Girl Move to this. And, you know, when we remade Girl Move, it was magic. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as we remade it and we heard it, we knew that we was on to something. So that's basically how that came about. And I made the record because a lot of, you know, when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, like, all of my homeboys, that's all they did was party. All my homegirls, that's all they did was party. And even though I'm not the real big party type, you know, I go out and enjoy myself, I wanted to make something for them, you know what I mean, something that they could rock to. So, you know, that was really the inspiration behind it. And, you know, my homie Nick Rice, he blessed the track for me. You know, I created the record, and here we are today.
All right, that's what's up, man. Okay, we get ready to play Girl Move, and then we come back, because, man, I see the phone lines is crazy right now, so we're going to go to the phone lines right after this.
Okay.
Right here on Life at Dusk Live, your boy Sandy J featuring my boy K Nails from Great Entertainment. Right back,
yeah.
This is Girl Move, updating here on Life at Dusk Live. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's K Nails. I think we got us one right here, baby. Yeah, let's go.
Baby girl, I ain't trying to hear excuses. I'm just saying, if you gonna do it, girl. I need you to act like it's your book first. This shit shaking like an earthquake. I need you to how you wanna shake it, how you wanna, girl. How you wanna shake it, how you wanna, girl. How you wanna shake it, how you wanna, girl. Lord, I'ma drop it like it ain't handles. Drama Sam's Club, baby, I can give you samples. Face wasn't the prettiest, but it's something I can handle. She drilled like an oil well, the tip was substantial. If we talking financial, money ain't a problem to me, but we really not. Shorty was really hot, and I don't mean soda when I tell you she can pop. And I don't mean for my soda when I told her, give me top. And speaking of the top, well, that's where I'm headed. So when I speak of your top, I wanna know where your head is. When I speak of your spot, I wanna know where your bed is. Baby, elephant trunk, I promise you won't forget it. Forget it. And baby, you can move like, move right through and just do what you do like. Two nights, two nights, if shaking it is wrong, girl, I don't want you to do right.
If shaking it is wrong, girl, I don't want you to do right.
Move, baby girl, I ain't trying to hear excuses. I'm just saying, if you gonna do it, do it, girl. I need you to move. Act like it's your book first. This shit shaking like an earthquake. I need you to move. How you wanna shake it, how you wanna, girl. You know what I mean? And my first lady with me, the woman on my
dreams. Let's just say she's a trooper. She into new things and she like to tag along. Shorty's no rookie, so baby, if you buy, she'll bag you for me. After a couple drinks, ain't no such thing as ugly. I leave with a yellow bone, wake up to a bunny. You know we getting money, sex on deck. Can we never leave the club? The last ones left, freak them dressed high heels. Her Mac on, yes, I'm a presidential nigga. The last one dressed in, yes, I'm fly. 747, no air traffic control. My swag on heaven, I just want you to get low. Shake your money maker for the paper. Get a friend, we gon' make this interesting, or you can say yourself where you be, girl. I ain't gon' lose no sleep, girl. Tell me what for. We all grown here. I don't care. It ain't much. I don't condone it. You say you got a man. Well, guess what? I don't care if you don't. Silence is golden. I ain't gon' tell if you won't. Baby girl, tonight is your night. It ain't gotta be your birthday for you to have whatever you like. All I ask is that you move, chick. Do what you do. Quit playing games. I need you to lose. Chance of your life. Yup, I got a wife, but I could be your man for the night. Sit down or just dance. You can stand if you like. Spend a day on a G4 and land for the night. Girl, move. Baby girl, I ain't trying to hear excuses. I'm just saying if you gon' do it, do it, girl. Running entertainment 2010. Yeah, but the party ain't over yet. I need everybody to report to the floor right now. If you ain't there already, I need hands in the air, baby. We gon' keep it going. Now let me hear you say, ain't no party like a we running party, no. Cause a we running party don't stop.
Nah.
Ain't no party like a we running party, cause a we running party gon' rock.
Ain't
no party like a we running party, cause a we running party don't stop. Ain't no party like a we running party, cause a we running party gon' rock.
This should be illegal. Come on.
Go, 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 go,
let's go,
go, go, go. Man, I don't care, go. Go, go, man, I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Whatever.
Care.
We running in the building.
Go,
yeah,
go,
don't
girl,
miss.
Move, move.
Reed Davis.
Go,
I see you.
Move, move.
Keep my job,
go,
baby.
Go,
move.
Girl,
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 move.
Man, I don't care. Girl, move.
All right, welcome back to Life and Dust, everyone. This is your boy, City J. That was Girl Move with my boy, K. Nails. And this guy wanted to say, ain't no party like a rerun the party, because a rerun the party don't stop. All right, we're going to bring my boy,
yeah,
K. Nails, back on. Oh, man. You said you're going to have to suck in my head the rest of the day, man.
All day. That's the purpose. That's a good thing.
We run about there, but we ain't no party. We were like, "What is he? Like, what is this dude talking about?" I was like, "Y'all need to go find out."
right. Definitely.
So, man, all right. I'm right. We're gonna go to the phone lines, because I see people. I see the phone lines going crazy. We're gonna open it up.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna go to caller from the 770. You're on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J. What's up? I will come back to that caller. Come back to you. All right, we're going to go to caller from the 443. You're on Life at Dust Live with your boy, City J. What's up?
Anybody
saying
that?
That's you, Tree. All right. Going to the next one. All right. We're going to call from So from the 404, first number is 2. You're on Life After Dust Live. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I wanted to know, I'm feeling that track. You have any other songs? We could check out your songs.
Yeah, definitely. You can go to Great Entertainment or greatentinc.com, and there's some material on there. It's a few videos. I got a mixtape that I'm working on that's going to be coming out July 4th. I got original content that I'm working on as well. But for all updates or anything that you need, you could definitely go to greatentinc.com, and that should cover everything. And whatever you don't find there, you can go to reverbnation.com/knells. And, you know, I got some content on there as well. But either one of them two and you straight.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, all right. Shout out to that.
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay, we're going to go to another caller from 404. First number is 3. You're on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, City J and K-Nails. What's up? What's up?
You need some Jeopardy music.
I know. You know what? I need to bring that back. I retired from Jeopardy music for a while, but I'm gonna start my Jeopardy music back up. Cause I used to do that for How Does Magic Be? Shoot, I'm gonna get humbled. You catch on the right thing. All right, we're going to another caller. This caller, they've been on hold for a while. All right, caller. You only got a bunch of 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1s. You're on Life at Death Live. Your boy, Teddy J. What's up?
Right. You got a whole
what's bunch up, of Colin? I know. I thought I heard him breathing too. Okay. Go to the next caller. It's 305. Where is 305 from? I'm trying to marinate my head.
Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami. What's going on, man?
Who is this?
Hey man, I just looked you up, K-Nails, man. This the CEO of Death Row Entertainment. I just looked you up on the internet. I'm really feeling you on the Apollo, man.
Word up. Good luck.
I'm really feeling your music and stuff, man. And I really wanted to see if we could work for it to put something together or anything, man.
Man, you already know this. I think one of my people was telling me that you had gotten in contact with them before, but I'm always willing to work with anybody that's willing to work, so you know what it is, man.
Okay. Keep up the good work, man. Shout out to Great Entertainment.
Will do, man. I appreciate your call.
All right.
Shout out to Miami, too, man.
M-I-A-O.
M-I-A-O.
I'm being good because you know I was like Miami. Y'all know I was gonna say about Miami. I'm be good today. All right. Here we go. Our last caller got it from the 770 year on Life and Dust Live with K Nails and Teddy J. What's up?
There go the Jeopardy music right there.
Remixed.
He threw the remix on it though.
Okay, so we got the other one that called in. Shout out to him when they called in. Oh man. Y'all already know, man. Y'all never know what they're gonna get from me on here. But now, as far as other stuff, man, I'm definitely one of the toughest questions I'm about to ask people, and this is one of the toughest ones. Is who, if you had to pick a top 3 dead or alive list of artists who inspire you, who would you pick?
I hate to sound cliche, man, but I'm gonna have to say Pop. It's his birthday, but. Not only, you know, I put him first, not only because his music, because of what he stood for, his movement. That's what I appreciated more than anything. You know what I mean? He spoke with so much conviction, and he really lived and thrived off his convictions. You know what I mean? And that's one way I can identify with Pac. So I would definitely have to make Pac number one. Number two, I got to say Nas, as far as that. I'm going to keep it in the industry, you know. So number two, I'm going to have to say Nas. I'm going to start with Pac, then I'm going to go to Nas. And Nas, I think Nas is underappreciated for his content, and he got such a poetic undertone to all of his music. You know what I mean? Like, and if you really sit down and listen to Nas, anybody that's fans can understand what I'm talking about. Like, the way he do it, his level of lyricism, he really changed the game in the time when he came in there. And number three, I don't know, that's a tough one. Who got the number three slot? The number three slot, I don't know.
As far as the industry is concerned,
yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep it in the industry, but outside of the industry, I have to say, like, it's a no-brainer. My family is my number one inspiration, you know what I mean, outside of the industry. You know, like, people that I really know, and those people that mess with me and is cool with me now and appreciate my music now, like, those are people I love more than anything because those are genuine fans. They didn't hear it on the radio, or they didn't hear me do some, you know, mainstream medium that's out there now. They heard about me through word of mouth, and they listen, and they really appreciate it. So, like, that's my inspiration now. But as far as the industry, I got to go with Pac first. Got to go with Nas, number two. And number three is open for discussion. Number three, it got to be a mogul, though, from a business side of things. So maybe one of your Jay-Z's or your Diddy's or, you know, those type of people, because the business aspect is definitely as intriguing as the artistic aspect, and you have to take all of it into account when you say you want to be a successful artist in this industry.
Exactly. Most definitely. Okay. Yeah. All right, what's one of another tough question. What's, like, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in this industry?
In the industry?
Yep.
One time I was, I forgot where I was at. I was performing, and I forgot what venue it was, but they was like, everything is about time, and they was telling me, but I was doing a performance, and I was supposed to rap, and they was like, when you come out, once you hit a certain spot, your mic is going to be on, everything is going to be good, because I was backstage, and I was telling them, like, yo, my mic ain't on, and they was like, no, it's good, when you go out there, your mic going to be on. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I mean, my part comes up. I go out there, my mic ain't on, and I'm rapping, can't nobody hear me. But I recovered well, you know, like a true artist should. So once the mic situation got worked out, I finished rocking, and it turned out to be a good show. But, you know, for that quick 5-10 seconds, I had this stupid face, you know what I mean, because I'm and can't nobody hear me. But other than that, that's about it. I ain't really had too many outlandish or embarrassing moments. No, I take that back. It wasn't really embarrassing.
I got to touch on this one.
Because I did the Apollo a couple times. And the last time I did it, I got booed off. And I wouldn't really say it was embarrassing, but, you know, like, you never want to be in front of a crowd of people and hear them boo for something that you're doing. You know what I mean? So when I did the Apollo, the reason why, you know, I found consolation is because they didn't give me a chance. It was like, as soon as I walked out there, I said like 2 words, and it was like, boo. You know what I mean? I was doing some poetry. So I ain't really had, if they had heard it and then didn't like it, I think that would have hurt more, because it was like, man, they really listened to what I said and they still didn't like it. In this case, they didn't even give me a chance. As soon as I walked on the stage, I said 2 words and they started booing.
They can like that person, but because they just in the mood to just boo,
right? They premeditated, they be practicing. They know some people just come there to boo, but I feel like the director of at the Apollo, she pulled me to the side. She was like, "Don't worry about it." You know what I mean? Like a whole lot of great people that came through Apollo and got booed. Lauryn Hill, for instance, that's the example she used. I mean, they booed Lauryn Hill. How can you boo Lauryn Hill? But that's how the Apollo goes.
I mean, you just look at Ludacris when he was trying to put out his music at first. You know, a lot of people kept turning them down.
and whatnot as far as his music. But now I look at him now, like, oh, we're doing it, we're going to make a ludicrous. Like, same people turn around trying to work with him now. So,
yeah, they going to always, they come full circle. You know what I mean? They're going to always be fans, but those you need those moments, though. You know what I mean? Like, those moments are beneficial because, like you say, like the saying goes, what don't kill you make you stronger. So it definitely makes you stronger. And like I said, for somebody like me, I've never had a problem with people not liking what I did. Yeah, I mean, not to sound cocky or anything like that, but like when I perform, most of the times people enjoy it. I always get good feedback. So to have that happen, it was good. You know what I mean? It settles you down so you don't get on this pride or ego trip. So, you know, it was good. I take the good with the bad in any situation. In that case, you know, I had rocked the Apollo. That was my third time there, actually. So, you know, they showed me love before, just not this time. Not that time, anyway.
All right, so most definitely, man. I definitely want to, once again, thank you for coming to the show.
I appreciate you. I
had a good time with you on here, man.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of, I always say greatness is a marathon, not a sprint. You know what I mean? So we just got to pace yourself. As long as slow motion better than no motion. So we moving. It's a slow but steady process, but we moving. You know what I mean? We just taking all the necessary steps because we don't want to just do it, but we want to do it right. And we want to make sure I get done right the first time. So, you know, definitely look for us. Look for great entertainment. Look for K-Nels. Look for Sarah Jones. Look for, you know, all of those people that we got that's rocking with us and really supporting us. You know, so it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I get to do what I love. I think that's gratification in and of itself. You know what I mean? Like, I get to do what I love and enjoy it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Man, let everyone know how to check out all your music and stuff too, man.
Yeah, you can go to www.greatentinc.com. You can go to the website. You can go to reverbnation.com/KNELS. You can YouTube KNELS, that's KAY-NELLZ. You can hit me up on Twitter, KNELS. Facebook. Search K-Nels, I'm there, you know what I mean? So definitely all on all of the social media, we there and we just, you know, moving. And I just want to give a few shout-outs as well, definitely, to the great girls, the promo team. They, you know, they hold it down, and, you know, so you can check them out on Twitter. Great girls, you got to forgive me because I don't know all of their Twitter accounts and things like that, but if you go on Facebook, you search Great Girls, you're going to find the Great Girls page, and if you want to, you know, get in contact for promo, for, you know, whatever you need, you could do that. Shout out to everybody that's involved with Great Entertainment. You know who you are, all the names. Shout out to my management as well. You know, you are, you appreciate it. Shout out to the fam, all my people up in Maryland. You know, so it is what it is, man. Great Entertainment. Get familiar. I promise you. It's by choice or by force. You can get familiar now by choice. Or you can get familiar because you have to, because we everywhere, but it's coming.
Let's see. Before I tell you what I always tell y'all, because y'all know I admit this in y'all head all the time. And first, I want to remind y'all, make sure y'all go to the Dust Spot at dustspot.com, which Great Entertainment is on there as well. So shout out to Great Entertainment for being one of those.
Yeah.
One of the people that support this site, man. Before we even started like growing like crazy, like they were definitely, y'all one of the people that was like, okay, I'm gonna definitely join the site and support what's going on in this movement. So big up to y'all, man.
No doubt. It takes a collective effort. You know what I mean? So like I said, we always looking out and we always networking and linking up with people. They got the same initiatives and try and do it just like we are. You know what I mean? Because everybody try and get it. So anybody that's willing to work, anybody that's looking out, we'll definitely look out.
All right. That leads me into my last bit, which I know what I always say, which is, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a K-Nels or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J. I'll see y'all Monday for the Hot Mess Show, which is Hot After Dust. And I got a lot of stuff I'm going to put on blast. Y'all definitely make sure y'all show up.
Definitely. All right. Good luck, man. Appreciate you once again.
In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.